Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday, in our study of Revelation chapter 9, we were talking about the army of horsemen that came with the four angels that were loosed from the river Euphrates. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Let's next see the fierce army in verses 16 through 19. In verse 16 it says, "And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000, and I heard the number of them." Now 200,000,000, or 200 million. Now some say this army of 200 million is a relative term, and it's not an absolute term. The number 2 is in Greek. The thousand name is from the Greek word myrias, which we get our word myriad from. Sometimes the word means innumerable. We might say infinity. The normal Greek word, chilios, is not used here. However, the last phrase says, "And I heard the number of them." And when he said, "I heard the number of them," it indicates a specific number. And hence, the choice of the wording of 200,000,000 is a correct choice. So this is an army of 200 million. Now I believe this army is released, and we see the four angels doing their work, especially as the Euphrates is dried up to make way for the kings of the east. We read that in Revelation 16:12, "And the sixth angel poured out his vial upon the great river Euphrates, and the water thereof was dried up, that the way of the kings of the east might be prepared." Remember, this is the sixth trumpet we're in now. Revelation 16:12 would be the vial. And so we see that the trumpets, they start their march, then the vial is poured out, and it dries up the Euphrates so that these may march on. And this is how the angels may even be a help to this army, doing it in that fashion. Now, China may be the main force. I don't know. I do know that it's a coalition of the kings of the east, because we're told it's the kings of the east in our text. And so knowing that they are the kings of the east, they're marching, they're coming, and it's a coalition of their armies. Isn't it interesting that North Korea is helping Iran with nuclear things? And then Iran being part of the Russian Confederation that comes near the first of the tribulation causes North Korea and others perhaps that were benefited by them to lose out. And now they're marching for whatever it was they wanted from there. Now, to grasp in your mind what this army of 200 million is like, in World War II, 12 million men were in arms for the United States Army. These 200 million men are marching toward Israel, and that's just one coalition of armies. You still have the beast and then the southern kingdoms and the northern kingdoms, so you have all of those that are still to come. Now look at verse 17. There he says, "And thus I saw the horses in the vision, and them that sat on them having breastplates of fire and of jacinth and brimstone. And the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions. And out of their mouth issued fire and smoke and brimstone." Again, you have the symbolic word as, meaning it's not literal, but it's in type, trying to show us a description, trying to give us some understanding. Now, as lions on horses is not a normal scene for us, perhaps these are military vehicles. The breastplates of fire, jacinth, and brimstone are used of the covering of the horses, not riders. This tells me that the head of the lion roars. This could be vehicles. While out of their mouth, the fire, brimstone, smoke refers to the weaponry. The fire and the jacinth could be the colors associated with China and the armies of the East, burnt to a reddish orange. Whether it's that way or not, fire, brimstone, and smoke out of their mouth reminds us of the elements of hell. Therefore, it's showing us a vestibule of hell again, except they die here, whereas in hell, they'll never cease to exist. And that takes us on to verses 18 and 19, where we read, "By these three was the third part of men killed, by the fire, by the smoke, and by the brimstone, which issued out of their mouths. For their power is in their mouth, and in their tails. For their tails were likened to serpents, and had heads, and with them they do hurt." The third part of men. Now that could be a generic term for mankind. Hence, that would include women and children as this army forges ahead. Again, after one-fourth of the earth's population is destroyed through the sealed judgments, now another one-third are destroyed. May I remind you, my friend, that our Lord Jesus Christ is coming soon? White are the fields unto harvest, but workers are oh so few. These are awaiting the message. Christ still depends on you. Think of the millions now dying. A Christless future in view. These are awaiting the message. Christ still depends upon you. How my heart is burdened when I see Christians in America with all types of toys, games, and gadgets, traveling to the various theme parks and spending money on recreation right and left, but they seem to lack enough to give to foreign missionaries to get the gospel out. Some of them don't even tithe to their local church. What a shame it'll be for them, saved so as by fire, when they stand before Almighty God at the judgment seat, if they are saved. Now notice also in verse 19, their tails are like serpents, and they do hurt. Do hurt seems to indicate the torture of those who are captured. What will be those oriental tortures that are used in the tribulation? Well, we're not told. Presently in our country, we're discussing about waterboarding while torturing our people. You know, we think of that waterboarding where they get some water going down their nose and so forth. They're upside down and it feels like they're drowning. And they're able to use this quite effectively from what I understand. But then our people that are captured by the other side, wow, they're in too excruciating, no hold back pain. But nonetheless, we're not told what this torture will be. And although the second woe is not mentioned until 11:14, I believe since chapter 10 is a parenthesis, that this is part of the second woe and is consistent with the wording of chapter 8, three woes to follow. Now, the foolish abomination, then, is going to be seen here in verses 20 and 21. We saw the four angels and the fierce army. Now see the foolish abomination in verses 20 and 21. There we read, "And the rest of the men, which were not killed by these plagues, yet repented not of the works of their hands, that they should not worship devils, and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone and of wood, which neither can see nor hear nor walk. Neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts." The effects of the two trumpets of this chapter, even with the death and torture that goes on, still does not lead those who are left to repent. The ignorance of their religion is shown as they repent not and continue to worship the works of their hands. This is a setting for the golden calf. They're settling for the golden calf, the image of the beast, the creations of our hands and minds. Cannot be our guides, my friend. To be able to make something with our hands and then to bow down and worship it as if it was greater than us? To do this is to embalm and bury the living Word of God. One would think, with these judgments and this death and all that's gone on around them, that it would lead people to repent. But, as the children of Israel in the wilderness that saw all the miracles and continued to harden their hearts, it happens again. And how often do we as Christians ignore warnings from God's Word and get mad at the preacher, the teacher, or other Christian who warns us? For an example, one of the theologies preached today is a liberation theology. And so in the name of Christ, liberation is for the black man being freed from the oppressive white man. For the third world country is being freed from oppressive government. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.